But yesterday the word of Caesar might have stood against the world. Now lies he there, and none so poor to do him reverence. O masters, if I were disposed to stir your hearts and minds to mutiny and rage, I should do Brutus wrong and Cassius wrong, who you all know are honorable men. I will not do them wrong. I rather choose to wrong the dead, to wrong myself and you, than I will wrong such honorable men. But here's a parchment with the seal of Caesar. I found it in his closet. 'Tis his will. Let but the commons hear this testament, which, pardon me, I do not mean to read. And they would go and kiss dead Caesar's wounds, and dip their napkins in his sacred blood. Yea, beg a hair of him for memory, and dying mention it within their wills, bequeathing it as a rich legacy unto their issue.
We'll hear the will. Read it, Mark Antony.
The will! We will hear Caesar's will!
Have patience, gentle friends. I must not read it. It is not meet you know how Caesar loved you. You are not wood, you are not stones, but men. And being men, hearing the will of Caesar, it will inflame you, it will make you mad. 'Tis good you know not that you are his heirs. For if you should, what would come of it?
Read the will. We'll hear it, Antony. You shall read us the will, Caesar's will.
Will you be patient? Will you stay a while? I have o'ershot myself to tell you of it. I fear I wrong the honorable men whose daggers have stabbed Caesar. I do fear it.
They were traitors, honorable men.
The will! The testament!
They were villains, murderers. The will! Read the will!
You will compel me, then, to read the will? Then make a ring about the corpse of Caesar. And let me show you him that made the will. Shall I descend? And will you give me leave?
Come down!
Descend!
Antony comes down.
You shall have leave.
A ring. Stand round.
Stand from the hearse. Stand from the body.
Room for Antony, most noble Antony.
Nay, press not so upon me. Stand far off.
Stand back! Room! Bear back!
If you have tears, prepare to shed them now. You all do know this mantle. I remember the first time ever Caesar put it on. 'Twas on a summer's evening in his tent. That day he overcame the Nervi. Look, in this place ran Cassius's dagger through. See what a rent the envious Casca made. Through this the well-beloved Brutus stabbed. And as he plucked his cursed steel away, mark how the blood of Caesar followed it, as rushing out of doors to be resolved if Brutus so unkindly knocked, or no. For Brutus, as you know, was Caesar's angel. Judge, O you gods, how dearly Caesar loved him. This was the most unkindest cut of all. For when the noble Caesar saw him stab, in gratitude more strong than traitor's arms quite vanquished him. Then burst his mighty heart, and in his mantle muffling up his face, even at the base of Pompey's statue, which all the while ran blood, great Caesar fell. Oh, what a fall was there, my countrymen! Then I and you and all of us fell down, whilst bloody treason flourished over us. Oh, now you weep. And I perceive you feel the dint of pity. These are gracious drops. Kind souls, what weep you when you but behold our Caesar's vesture wounded? Look you here. Here is himself, marred as you see with traitors.
Oh, piteous spectacle!
Oh, noble Caesar!
Oh, woeful day!
Oh, traitors, villains!
Oh, most bloody sight!
We will be revenged!
Revenge! About! Seek! Burn! Fire! Kill! Slay!
Let not a traitor live!
Stay, countrymen!
Peace there! Hear the noble Antony!
We'll hear him! We'll follow him! We'll die with him!